Hi, it's Kiffin LeBates here, and today I want to talk about truly decentralized websites. And the reason for that is in light of what is happening with Tornado.cash, which is that the dApp that the Tornado project devs produced is still there on the blockchain, it's still running, and if you know what to do, if you know how to fire up a command line interface and interact directly with the functions of that smart contract, then you can still use the Mixer. But the problem is that most users don't have that kind of technical skill, and so they go to a website which presents them with familiar buttons and text fields and stuff like that, and they use that as their interface for interacting with smart contracts. But the problem with these websites is that they are centralized. They're run on a centralized server, they have a domain name, and this means that they're vulnerable to censorship. Governments can have them shut down. So how could this be solved? How can you actually make the entire stack from the smart contracts and the blockchain at the very bottom all the way up to the interface be decentralized? Well, the answer there is you need something akin to a decentralized website. And it turns out that this is a lot trickier than you would think, because all our frameworks for building websites are built on the premise that the websites are being created by a centralized authority and run by a centralized authority who's meant to be in complete control of them. So you'll set up a web server that'll be some virtual private server in the cloud normally. You use a framework like React or Angular or Next.js to write your website. And if the company goes bankrupt or if a government shuts them down, then the website disappears and now the users no longer have their interface. Now, I can conceive of a solution to this, which is to put the website on the interplanetary file system. That way, copies of the website will be floating around everywhere and you can't go to a single point and shut it down. The problem is that you want the website to be in a single HTML file on the IPFS, or possibly a constellation of files that a starting file can actually pull off the IPFS in order to run the whole thing. But it turns out this is much harder than it first seems. It seems technically possible that you can have an HTML page with all the JavaScript inside it and all the images in Base64 encoding so that you can present a website, but the frameworks that we have just aren't designed for that. They're designed around this concept that you're going to have a server serving up the files. So, as I said, in principle it's possible, and it's something I've been looking into for the last few weeks and will continue to look at, but for now, we're not quite there. And who knows, maybe all this palaver concerning Tornado.cash is going to be the very thing that drives people to build the first truly decentralized web development frameworks. We can but wait and see. Anyway, that's it for today. Hope you found it interesting, and I'll see you in the next video soon. Bye for now.